Section 28 of Poor Folk. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Tony Addison. Poor Folk by Fyodor Dostoevsky, translated by Charles James Hogarth. July 28th.
My priceless Barbara Alexeyevna, what am I to say to you now that all is over and we are gradually returning to our old position? You say that you are anxious as to what will be thought of me. Oh, let me tell you that the dearest thing in life to me is my self-respect. Wherefore, in informing you of my misfortunes and misconduct, I would add that none of my superiors know of my doings, nor ever will know of them, and that therefore I still enjoy a measure of respect in that quarter. Only one thing do I fear. I fear gossip. Garrulous though my landlady be, she said but little when, with the aid of your 10 roubles, I today paid her part of her account. And as for the rest of my companions, they do not matter at all. So long as I have not borrowed money from them, I need pay them no attention. To conclude my explanations, let me tell you that I value your respect for me above everything in the world, and have found it my greatest comfort during this temporary distress of mine. Thank God, the first shock of things has abated, now that you have agreed not to look upon me as faithless and an egotist, simply because I have deceived you. I wish to hold you to myself, for the reason that I cannot bear to part with you, and love you as my guardian angel. I have now returned to work, and am applying myself diligently to my duties. Also, yesterday, Evstafi Ivanovitch exchanged a word or two with me. Yet I will not conceal from you the fact that my debts are crushing me down, and that my wardrobe is in a sorry state. At the same time, these things do not really matter, and I would bid you not despair about them. Send me, however, another 500 rubles if you can, though that 500 rubles will stab me to the heart, stab me with the thought that it is not I who am helping you, but you who are helping me. Theodora has done well to get those 15 rubles for you. At the moment, fool of an old man that I am, I have no hope of acquiring any more money, but as soon as ever I do so, I will write to you and let you know all about it. What chiefly worries me is the fear of gossip. Goodbye, little angel. I kiss your hands and beseech you to regain your health. If this is not a detailed letter, the reason is that I must soon be starting for the office, in order that by strict application to duty I may make amends for the past. Further information concerning my doings, as well as concerning that affair with the officers, must be deferred until tonight. Your affectionate and respectful friend, Makar Dievushkin.
End of section 28.